Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cook you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Well, I looked up for the ball. It wasn't there. I looked down. I thought he threw it away. And, you know what I'm saying, it was too late by the time trying to catch up to the ball. So I apologize for what it looked like to the fans. But it wasn't a give up on the ball. If anything, I wanted a little more. So, you know what I'm saying, to help this team win games and to whatnot. So.
It's Rashad Bateman yesterday, Ravens locker room, back at practice, getting ready for the Rams. All right. He's explaining the play that wasn't, from his perspective, because it turned out to be a pick, one of the three that Cooper rushed through last Sunday. You buying that explanation?
Well, you know what, Bob? Just because he's, every time I watch him in practice, he's busted his butt. Every other game, he's busted his butt. So I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
2 years ago, that would have been like...
2 years ago, forget it.
That would have been like...
It would have been like, oh yeah, that's him.
That's a Bateman play. So, Nolan, you going to give him the benefit of the doubt, or is that 3 days later had a chance to come up with an excuse?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a terrible look watching it in real time. Yep. I don't understand I was looking in another direction. I mean, you're on the sideline. You know, if the ball's going the other direction, you're probably not going to get it anyway. So, I don't know. I think the ball went deeper than he was anticipating, and that was that. He lost a step, and it was over as soon as that happened.
Yeah. If it would have been Lamar, he probably would have kept, you know, but Cooper Rush, he ain't getting out of all that back there.
Yeah, no, Cooper Rush threw his hands up like, come on, man, give me a fighting chance here. But anyway, we'll see if these two can reconnect coming up on a Sunday against L.A. because it looks like Lamar's not playing it in practice yesterday. Now, here's John Harbaugh. Let's look ahead to Sunday, shall we? John Harbaugh explains, you know, your game planning against the Rams, they're coming in on a long week and off a loss, so how's that working out?
Well, I mean, the game planning is part of that, you know, how we put that together. We've worked hard at that this week, but against this defense, you got to block them. I mean, it comes down to blocking people, so hopefully we'll create situations where we'll create a little bit of space here and there, but we got to do better on first down, especially. First and second down being more manageable. Third down, we're not opposed to getting the first down on first and second down either, you know, so that would be good. But you got to block them. You have to get the play started against any defense, but against the Rams, against the Texans, against the defenses we've been playing and the style of defenses we really played all year since the Browns game. All these defenses, you have to get the play started.
Exactly right. I mean, what have we talked about? What have we been talking about every time we watch a film? The other team's in the backfield. We're catching, you know, and it's not a cohesive group. There's always somebody penetrating, and that's the thing. You got to block them. Right now, the Ravens, they're not blocking. They're catching. And what do I mean by that? They're absorbing. And if you're absorbing, you're not knocking anybody off the ball. whether it be the 5-0 lineman or Payton, 84, or the tight ends. Nobody is blocking anybody, and that's why Derrick Henry cannot get started, because he is getting hit as soon as he gets the handoff, basically. You know, and last year I think he was number one in the league in yards before initial contact. You know, so what the hell happened to the O-line?
I heard another shot at the offense, too. Be nice if we did something on first down every now and again or something like that.
Yeah, it would be. Okay. Well, you know what? They shoot themselves in the foot. How many times did they get a first and 15? Jumping and, likely twice. So
you're sitting at 1-4. You're underdogs at home, John Harbaugh. So what's the team's motivation right now?
It's hard for me to measure motivation, like to say it's extra motivation, because I think we are all, and the guys are all, about as highly motivated as you can be every single week to get a win. So they're completely motivated to get the win this week, you know. But the main thing you got to focus on is how to do it. You got to go play a certain way. And getting prepared to do that and to play the way we can play, given whatever circumstances we have. We have a lot of skilled players on offense. We got plenty of guys to make plays and go play well. So let's go do it. Let's go find a way to win the game. You know, you got to go play the game and compete and win one play at a time, you know, and that's what we'll be trying to do. And
Bob, he said play a certain way, which to me is toughness, and compete, which to me is toughness, you know, and that's the thing. The offensively, they're not physical up front. Defensively, they're not physical up front. And that's a bad combo. You're talking about first down, can't run it, so you're second and 10. Can't stop the run, so you're second and 2. So, I mean, it's like the two worst case scenarios you could have.
NFL Lunch video at 81.057. The Fan, Zay Flowers, Ravens standout receiver. He met with the media as well. And the offense trying to maintain without Lamar, well, it didn't look good against Houston. So what do you guys have to do as you wait for number 8 to get back in there?
I think once we get healthy and get everything back, like on our offense, we'll be all right. We'll be all right, because the last 2 years, we had the same offense, and it wasn't a problem then. So once we get everybody back, we'll be all right.
I agree with that. Basically, yeah, Lamar and Ricard are the only two. But the same guys, okay. But the difference, we keep going to the O-line, and that's the biggest problem right now is the offensive line. Because the poor receivers, they can't run a deep route because there's no time, you know. So the only way the Ravens are going to win is if the O-line, we start saying, damn, the O-line played good. Because you know what? Then we're going to see Derrick Henry come around again.
A lot of lima beans on that offensive line, Nolan. And then finally getting to the defense, Malachi Starks. Look, he played 5 games in his NFL career. As John Harbaugh was asked to measure motivation, Malachi, how's that morale?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just to get back to playing our type of defense and, you know, who we want to be. I think what I love about our locker room and our team is that, like, guys realize you're playing with guys who know how to do their job, people you can trust, you know? And yes, like, the season's not going how we want it to. We're not getting outcomes that we want right now. But there's not a single guy in that locker room that doesn't trust the person next to him, you know? And I think that's, like, the best thing, really. So, like, nobody's, like, really focusing on, like, okay, I gotta do my job, and then, like, I gotta go make a play. Like, the biggest thing is, like, you make the play whenever it comes to you, you know? I mean, I think that's kind of, like, the mindset of everybody.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't made any plays. I mean, they got no interceptions, no sacks. I mean, nobody's making any plays. You make a play, you get a sack, and you jump off sides. So, you know, I mean, it's kind of – and then your guys up front don't help you out at all. You know, and if you're a DB, it's like, hey, man, I can't cover them forever. You know, can you get a little rush on?
Now, are you buying the whole we trust – everyone trust the next guy? Because we've heard the words accountability brought up a couple of times this week, including from Kyle Van Noy.
Yeah, I would say, you know, like when they watch film and stuff, why is he doing that? You know, like you've got to hold your, you can't bitch at somebody else if you're not doing your job, bottom line. Are you perfect in every game? If not, then you can't talk.
It's
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Now, the defense, they're struggling. There's the obvious statement of the 1 o'clock hour.
Yep.
And we're going to tell you why they might struggle a little bit more, because Vinny's film breakdown of the Rams offense is coming up next. Then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talk real and fantasy football with him. Dodgers lose last night. You know, Mike, he doesn't really have a vested interest in it other than he lives out there with all the beautiful people. It's him. It's the famous guy from that one show and the dude that's in the band. Mike hangs with these.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
Earlier in the show, Vinny broke down the film of the Rams defense, which is going to cause problems for the Ravens offense, probably again, minus Lamar Jackson. The Ravens defense has struggled against everybody, as we've talked about. What, three of the five players of the week in the offense AFC this year played the Ravens the previous week to win the award. Now we get to this LA offense, and boy, no shortage of weapons there.
Yeah, they got a lot of weapons. Let's start with the receivers. Davante Adams, he wears jersey 17 for them. Still an outstanding route runner. Love his route running. He can create separation. The thing that's amazing with him, though, is, you know, he's had 22 catches but 46 targets. You know, I mean, there's a lot of
misses.
Yes. And he's only got 64 yak yards, so he doesn't have a lot of run after the catch type stuff. But he's a guy that you got to account for. And if you play him in man coverage, he's got a big enough body and stuff. He's going to create some separation. Now, Nacua Puka, he's amazing, that guy. They use him on a ton of short routes. A ton. And he's got 214 yak yards. So, I mean, he's really good after the catch. And you talk about snatch hands. You watch him catch a ball. Everything, he goes and tacks the ball. And he must have huge hands. because that thing just gets engulfed in strong hands. He grabs that ball, bam. He is fun to watch. And he's going to run a million of those little stick routes. A million of them. And Stafford, when in doubt, he's throwing quick to Puka. And it could be quick screen. It could be like down on the goal line. He threw a little quick slant route, you know. But he trusts him with anything. Anything. He trusts him to throw it. And whoever's going to be covering, if you're playing zone, Bob, and like last week they were dropping deep, like Puka'd have 15 catches and probably break some tackles and have a bunch of yards. You can't do that. You got to get up in his face, jam him at the line of scrimmage, and get after his ass a little bit. Now, Atwell, they use him on deep crossing stuff. They'll go max protect and try to get him deep on a cross. And he can run. He's a little dude, but he can fly. He can fly. So their receiver group, you know, is good. And Nakua's going to have he's got, for the season, Puka has 62 targets in five games. So what, 11 targets a game? 11, 12 targets a game? They're going to, if you see 12, he's jersey number 12, the ball is coming to him at some point. Now, Kyren Williams, the running back, I like him a lot too. And he's a little quick, explosive guy. He can catch out of the backfield. I mean, he's averaging 4 or 5 running. He's got 16 receptions, 3 touchdowns receiving, 80 yak yards, you know. And then Blake Corum, he'll come in and run at number 22. He fumbled against last week. So that wasn't, and he dropped the ball too that they threw it to him. So
yeah, Kyren Williams put the ball on the ground too.
Yeah, so they will put it on the ground. If you hit them. Now the quarterback, he's been, now this is a guy that if you don't pressure him, Bob, he'll throw for 500 yards if they don't put any pressure on him, because he can stand back there and throw it. Now they run a lot of boots. They'll roll him a bunch. But he's got a good arm, you know. Like I said, he loves to throw to Puka. Now, the offensive – now, they'll play a ton of three tight ends also. Bunch of three tight ends. And then I think Colby Parkinson's the blocker, 84. Now, the left tackle, number 77, Jackson. Jackson's beatable, but is he beatable by our guys? That's the thing. You know, I mean, he's beatable by other people. So – Jackson, you can beat him on the out, and you can bull rush him. You can push him back. He doesn't anchor that well. All right, Avila was the starting left guard. Dietich, 67, started last week. Dietich is a weak link at left guard. He's a weak link. Better run blocker than pass blocker. Weak against the pass. The center, Shelton, 65. Another guy, better with the run than the pass. Dotson, 69, the right guard, same thing. Better with the run and a pass. And they do a nice job of coming off. When they're double teaming, they're shoulder to shoulder. They're extremely well coached. Extremely well coached there. And then the right tackle, Haverstein, their second round pick, he didn't play last week. McClendon, number 71, played, and he is not very good. And they give him help a lot. So he is... I would think that Van Ooy would eat him up, but they're going to put a tight end there to help him out. But rushing the passer, they are beatable, especially the tackles and the left guard. Now, the run game, they'll come off, and they'll combo up onto the linebackers and do that stuff fairly well. They do a decent job of that. So, overall, you know, I mean, Stafford's completing 67%. He's got 11 touchdowns, 2 picks, got 107 quarterback rating. He is not going to run the ball. He's got minus 4 yards rushing. He's got, you know, he's the guy with the bad back and all. He's not going to do that. The thing you got to do to them is, with Puka and them, you got to be in their faces. You got to make things tough for them off the line of scrimmage.
But who would be the most likely to...
I think it'll be Kyle Hamilton.
Jam him a little bit.
I think it'll be Hamilton, Bob, just because, you know, he's got size and stuff, and he's got some quickness. And Puka's not the quickest guy in the world. So, I mean, that to me, that would be your matchup, because corner-wise, Wiggins, no, he'll toss Wiggins around and stuff, and so I don't see that. Now Alexander may be good at that right there, but I mean those are the guys you got to be able to stop the run, and they're going to try to run it. They're going to try to run the football, and that defensive front, they got to be more explosive. How about a couple of our guys getting in the backfield every now and then? We don't do that. We're 5 yards back trying to make our linebackers have 15 tackles, you know, but they're all 5-6 yards back. So that's the biggest thing. Can they get after them? Yeah, they're going to have to be creative blitzing and that way, because you cannot let Stafford get comfortable. Otherwise, he's going to be the player of the week.
Yeah, be picking them apart. We have time for a call, Nolan. Nolan says yes. Let's get out to the phones. Go to Ed and Arbutus. Ed, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Yes, sir. Bob, Vinny, good day to both you gentlemen.
Same to you, Ed.
Thank you, Bob. Very, very brief today. Two topics, gentlemen. New York Giants, current record 1-4. Effective defensive edge backer, number 0, Brian Burns.
Yes.
Nonstop, full acceleration, get there and finish talent.
Yep.
Definitely worth an inquiry for asking price. He reminds me of Michael McCrary when he was here. The Orioles, hats in a ring, consideration for the managerial job. A guy with necessary credentials, University of Maine, College World Series twice, went undrafted, but still battled his way to get to the bigs. Imagine baseball weather in the state of Maine, not exactly ideal. So he had to be a hard noser. Oakland A's, Orioles Hall of Famer, Mets, and the Blue Jays. Lunch pail with all fundamental skill knowledge to be the guy. He's right here in our own backyard, would definitely be my first choice if he has desired interest. A proven winning human being, Mike Bordy. That's it. I thank you for your courtesy, gentlemen.
All right, Ed, have a great weekend. If we don't talk to you tomorrow, by the way, he's got good feet too, Mike Bordick, because of them arches.
Oh,
yeah. Anyone? Bueller? All right, I would guarantee you Bordy be interested if the Orioles came a-calling.
I don't know if Elias would be.
I don't know if Elias has an issue with Mike Bordick, but who knows? All hands on deck, right?
Well, I mean, manager's one thing, but I know Bordy just wants to be involved.
Yeah.
I mean, he wants to help these young players because he sees all the potential.
Sure he does. And they're aware of him for sure. And Adam Jones is the assistant to the GM, who Mike obviously knows, fellow Oriole Hall of Famer. And we probably get free tickets if you got the job, I would assume. All right, well, we come back.
You could sit next to him in the dugout,
Bob. Yeah, all right. Hey, Bordy. Where's that cheeseburger at?
We can't bash him either.
Huh?
We can't, you know.
Oh, like we never bash Bordy.
Yeah. Like when I was beating up on Hyde or Mansell, I feel bad doing that to Bordy.
He'd be
a conflict of interest.
There'd be no need to bash him.
They'd be undefeated.
He's the perfect manager for the Orioles. When we come back, Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talk real and fantasy football with him. Ravens defense, are they going to have a hard time? I guess, you know, maybe the Rams could pick a guy that could be a stud. You mentioned Atwell. This guy could get behind the secondary and get to like an 80-yard touchdown. But we'll get into all of that and more of Mike. Then a fun-ass trip with Nolan McGraw. Inside Access takes over at 2. Then it's Thursday Night Football. Eagles take it on the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Got it. He's our friend and yours. Let's talk real and fantasy football. Sprinkle a little baseball in. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. It's a long intro for our buddy Mike Harmon. Mike, how you feeling?
I appreciate that. I feel bolstered, buoyed, and I'm going to put my head up, unlike Clayton Kershaw leaving the mound last night.
All right, boy. Hey, did you know that Stafford and Kershaw were Little League teammates?
How dare you? You're not, I'm not supposed to learn things because then it blows my brain up. What do you want to do here?
Anyway, with the Dodgers. And I know they're big and fancy, and everybody loves them out in L.A. They're still up 2-1. Glasnow's on the hill tonight. But a couple of Schwarber bombs made this thing interesting. Is there still a relaxed fan base here? Is Dave Roberts going to start going, oh, my God, here we go again? I mean, what are we thinking? Does this thing get back to Philadelphia? And if it does, then what kind of DEFCON are we going to get into?
Oh no, there's no relaxation. There hasn't been relaxation with the Dodgers for most of this regular season, right? You had a long stretch where Mookie Betts wasn't hitting. You had some injuries. You were waiting for all of your starting pitching to come back. It finally does, but your bullpen's still a mess. Last year, you were able to pull the lucky penny every time you went to the pen. This year, not quite the same way. And you watched how it was a fight even to get the division nailed down in the final week of the season. Now you're going to the bullpen, and Clayton Kershaw has to be out there. You don't trust. Tanner Scott wasn't with the team. There's something else going on, but he's been ineffective. Blake Treinen, you can only bring in when it's 8-1. Like, there's so much going on. Roki Sasaki is only in because, well, he doesn't know what he doesn't know at 23 years old. Shohei Ohtani has yet to hit the ball in this series. I think he's got one hit, a bunch of strikeouts. So it's been a mess. It's been a mess. A lot of nervousness. And last night when things started to get away and Dave Roberts sat on his hands watching Clayton Kershaw struggle either out of dopey loyalty or whatever you could explain it to. There's a lot of angst.
Well, maybe you can get a new sweat-stained hat to wear. Could be his new lucky hat. Let's get to the NFL. What has been the bigger surprise to you, the play of Daniel Jones, and I know you've been team Danny Dimes, or the play of teams like the Chiefs and the Ravens at this stage?
I'd say the Chiefs and the Ravens. Now, we thought we'd gotten, and we've been doing this long enough, guys, and we've talked about the exorcism of locker rooms, training rooms, whatever. I thought both brothers Harbaugh had gotten rid of that crap. Because, I mean, it had been in the Chargers locker room. It's like, oh, they're strong and they're ready to go. No, now they're walking and it's just a bunch of guys with red letters next to their name. And obviously you guys are going through what you are there in Baltimore. The fact that it all came, whatever, the deal with the devil came due all at once. is a bit shocking. The defensive woes before the injuries started, shocking. And now you're in a difficult spot. Fortunately, the division's not very good, so you're not going to lose a ton of ground, so you could potentially battle back there. But overall, yeah, it's just odd. The Chiefs, they're just getting healthy, and the schedule is better for them down the road. So I think I'd have more optimism there. Although I got to say, Lamar, get ready, because I'm coming to see the Bears play, and I don't need understudies. Let's go.
Hey, Mike, what kind of
no Cooper Rush?
Was there any buzz created, Mike, when UCLA beat Penn State last Saturday? And I've never seen so many. You know, that Neuheisel kid, he got more TV time than anybody.
Well, that's just it, right? You get named the play caller, about 72 hours before you take on a top 10 team? You got a famous dad who was a hero there long ago, all of those things. So, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of folks thought he was the head coach when it was all said.
That's what I thought. I thought watching, and I thought he was.
It's like Buddy Ryan getting carried off.
Yeah, he gets carried off. I mean, Tim Skipper, like, as soon as he took over for Deshaun Foster, like, this was a guy that he was ready to take that role. Like, I don't know how long it had been gestating, but he stepped in. Like, there's just some excitement that, all right, they're not dead. Right. They at least have a pulse, because for the last couple of years, it's you made the move. And look, the Big Ten as a whole, and I think you guys can agree to this, all these coaches just need to shut up about travel and schedule. Your school decided to join this conference. If you want to go play in your own time zone, you know what? Go down to D2, go down to D3, then you can just get on a bus for an hour or two and be done with it. Okay. Otherwise, shut the hell up. The money is flowing. But for the UCLA thing, it's an exciting turn of events, because there's a little bit of juice to it. And now you get the big USC matchup with Michigan this weekend. So at least college football, raising the flag a little bit here in LA for a couple minutes.
Hey, Mike, Saquon's got to be a must play tonight, right?
Well, I mean, look, you drafted him either first, second, or third overall. You're not going to bench him, but it's a tough spot. I mean, his over-under is actually much higher than I thought. It's at like 88 yards for tonight's game. So there's optimism in the betting markets that you're going to get over. And they've got to realize they're not a passing squad. The fact that he only touched the ball six times on the ground last week is absolute malfeasance for all of these other stuff. By the way, if Jalen Hurts had pulled off the Mr. Perfect throw the ball down the field and then caught it himself, it would have been the greatest thing of all time. Go look it up. Kurt Hennig, Mr.
Yeah,
Perfect.
Yeah, Steve Jordan was watching him do it. I know exactly what you're talking about.
There you go. You're a nerd like me.
Yes.
Either way, Barkley, still a top 10 back. Absolutely.
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I want your flex. We do it every week to wrap up the segment. Must sits, must starts. I mean, how many Rams do you got going this week against this Ravens defense, for instance?
Ram it all day. Hey, you remember the song, right?
Yeah, so sure.
You had the Ram it song with Derek Dickerson and all those guys. Later on, goofing around on the piano, Elton John, when they were coming back to, and the Rams were going to come to L.A., he did a version on Ryan Seacrest's show, a little bluesy piano beat. But anyway.
You've just totally out-nerded me with that one there, Mike.
Ram it. Don't you know how to ram it? Ram it. Anyway, Stafford back in top 10 for you there.
Player of the week. Number one. Player of the week.
Yeah. Somebody's winning an award, too.
Potentially, certainly there, if they can keep him upright. Tyron Williams, even with his ball security issues, he'll be a back end one based on volume. Puka Nacua is unstoppable at the number one slot, so we run there. My concern is that, where do I find myself going with Derrick Henry? He's no better than a mid number two right now. Maybe I get a little cute and, Mitchell or one of these guys, if you're feeling frisky in a dollar.
Nope.
Daily fantasy league, but that's about it for the plays out of the week. I mean, Devontae Adams, quite obviously, but otherwise, Rams defense, light them up. Maybe the defensive line. See, I'm in Baltimore. I try to be positive with you guys, and you took me down a road of negativity. I'm a sports talk radio host. You know I'm going to gravitate to that.
Yeah.
What are you doing? All right, other must plays, Drake May, Mahomes in that game against Detroit. You know that over-under is up to 53.5 the last I looked, fellas. So we'll get some fireworks on Sunday Night Football. Jonathan Taylor, the number one back against Arizona. We could sit and do 60 minutes of a counseling session for the Arizona Cardinals and their fans, but we'll save that for another time. Achan going up against the Chargers. They're banged up, and they're realizing, hey, let's get the ball in this guy's hands. Electricity happens when he does. Quinshon Judkins going up against the Pittsburgh Steelers behind Dylan Gabriel. He's been fantastic the first couple of weeks that he's rolling. We got Rashad White going up against the 49ers. How about a little bit of Bill? Yeah, that's right. Kroski Merritt against the Bears as a upper number two running back opportunist. And then tonight, let's go back to it because he's the juggernaut. Finish the line if you know it. He's going up, Cam Scatterbone going up against Philly.
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. We'll talk to you next Thursday, and we're going to see you in a couple of weeks as well. I'll have my people talk to your people, and you can buy me a beer and all that good stuff.
I have no limits on how much beer you can consume.
That's the bet of the weekend, by the way.
There you go, and I'll be in my Bears onesie. Let's get it go. My brothers are excited to meet you guys and come hang out in Baltimore, so we're going to have a blast.
Coming to the casino. We do the
pregame. Whatever you guys have me doing, I'll make an appearance. People can come and berate me for picks that went wrong or laud me for how good I look.
Well, you wear that onesie, you're getting berated just for that. All right, Mike Harmon, we'll talk to you next week. There's Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. We'll come back, give you a Ravens attendance report for practice today. Go to the Funhouse. Inside Access takes over at 2. No Roquan, no Awuzie, no Lamar. And Vinny's favorite offensive lineman, Ben Cleveland, is not there today.
How'd he get hurt? No got to play to get hurt, don't you?
He wasn't on the injury report yesterday, so who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe he had some bad lima beans or something. Got him all upset. USA Today, today's Big Ten Media Day, and we'll talk basketball. We'll talk to Keith about it tomorrow, Keith Cavanaugh. But USA Today, their network, did a Big Ten preseason poll. Purdue, number one. Purdue's going to be top-ranked in the country. Maryland, 12. Still to be determined. It's a whole new team. You got to incorporate. It's a new coach, new coaching staff, all new players. I mean, the kid from Texas A&M, Pharrell Payne, he's coming with Buzz from A&M. So there's a familiarity there. And they do have some guys that had success at other places. But the Crab Five, that's long gone. And Maryland made the Sweet 16. But still, you know, guys like Joe Lunardi still like Maryland enough to put them in these very early NCAA tournament projections. But right now, pick 12 in the Big Ten. Penn State coming in at number 18.
Yeah, I think they suck. I mean, Bob, they play some of the games at the intramural place over there with seats like 2,000, you know. So, yeah, they're not very good. Now, Bob, don't you think that the Terps will probably take a little – the team that we're expecting we won't see for maybe a month or so?
Don't know what to expect, so I'm not even going to get into what to expect. I mean, they're not going to be shooting threes like they did last year. They're going to be tougher. They're going to rebound more. That's for sure. The athleticism that they lost Passmore, unfortunately, to the Achilles, but they opened their season in less than a month, and Nolan and I, we're ready to go. Feel the buzz, baby. Nolan, any closing thoughts for the people?
Well, our featured artist, we got that announcement here.
Well, we
got
to do our picks for tonight's game, too.
All right. Well, for your featured
Eagles.
Artist...
Eagles.
All right, Eagles. Why not? Yeah, I mean, Lord, no, there's no reason to pick the Giants.
No.
None. Featured artist tomorrow. I guess if people like the stimulating vegetable conversation today, our featured artist tomorrow is corn.
Corn?
What is it?
With a K.
With a K. Yeah. Okay. It's one of them new metal bands from the late 90s, along with like Limp Bizkit and all that stuff. So we'll get that rolling. Nolan, you look like a big corn fan.
The vegetable.
The vegetable. That's what I'm talking about.
That's a top
about.
Three vegetable.
A little
corn
butter
on
and
the cob.
Butter
lima
and pepper.
Beans, corn.
Look at you.
And potatoes for the versatility.
You're, baked beans.
Well, you got to mix it all with the mac and cheese. It all brings it together. It's a nice combo platter.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay. Let's go to the funhouse.
Quick Draw's Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Let's see. We'll start with the Orioles. Texter says, is Joe Girardi not an ideal manager candidate for the Orioles? I think he checks that experience box. Has the World Series ring to back it up? I know it's been a few years since he managed, but it wouldn't be the first time he's returned to the game after taking a break to do media.
Yeah, heavily into analytics. So there's another thing to consider. But flamed out in Philly.
Yeah.
They were terrible when he was the manager. They brought in Rob Thompson, and they've been World Series contenders ever since. Me as an Oriole fan, doesn't move the needle. But then again, Mike Elias doesn't ask me for my opinion on what to do here.
More from baseball. This texter says, Bob, it's totally sacrilegious to root for a division rival in the playoffs. Sure, Toronto, not on the same level as New York or Boston in the hate hierarchy, but I can't look past the Jose Bautista years or the fact that their trash fan base threw a beer can at Hyunsoo Kim in the wild card, 2016.
Yeah, you're bringing up some good points there. Buck Showalter never recovered from leaving Zach Britton in the bullpen in that very game. Yeah, 92-93, I did kind of hate them pretty much. I'll take it under advisement.
Matt New Orleans says, with all the chatter about a trade for a pass rusher, let's go take a trip down memory lane. Remember the hyped trade for Yannick Ngakoue a few years back? We rolled out the red carpet for that guy, thought he was the key to saving the defense, and it didn't happen. Unless we get Myles Garrett or Max Crosby, the savior isn't coming this year. People need to temper their expectations. This defense is unfixable.
Well, Ngakoue didn't fit with Wink's defense because you weren't allowed to kind of freelance. You know, what I mean by that is go inside or outside. You had to exactly stay where you're supposed to stay, and that didn't fit Ngakoue very well, and he couldn't play the run.
Last text of the day says, Lamar is the only player that can return and save this team. Mm-hmm. It would be nice to have Roquan, Ricard, and Marlon out there, but Lamar the only one who instantly moves the needle when he comes back. Maybe he can do what Burrow couldn't last year, and that's win shootouts.
Amen. Amen. I agree with that. I mean, the whole perspective changes if Lamar, and all you got to do is look at Vegas. If Lamar was playing, the line would be totally different.
Yep, 7.5 in favor. Rams will probably still be favored, but it might be more like 3.
You think?
Yeah, Ravens defense has become a major problem in regards to predicting. Hey, the Ravens, all three of their losses, well, the three games they lost when Lamar played, they were favored. Just because he's there doesn't mean they're going to give them a better chance to win, but I think they've seen enough of the defense to recognize that he can't bail them out of every single thing. Who knows? We'll find out hopefully against the Bears because we're looking 1-5 down right down the barrel here. We'll come back tomorrow. Our featured artist Friday. It's Corn with a K. Then we'll rip it with Ryan at noon. Vinny's off. You're off to Penn State tonight?
Yep. They play Clarkston, and they're putting up the Final Four banner tonight.
First
home game.
There you go. Final Four banner up in Happy Valley. Vinny's back tomorrow morning. Then ripping it with Ryan. Inside Access coming up next, followed by Thursday Night Football. We're all taking the Eagles.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Have a great day, everybody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.